The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
All right, on the line with us, we've got Suresh Tantia, Senior Investment Strategist at Credit Suisse. Morning, Suresh. How's the new year going for you so far?
Good morning, Ryan. We have a lot of twists and turns in the markets, but at least a good start, I would say.
Hey, Suresh, we've been tracking the US-Iran crisis very closely. Do you have a base case scenario right now on how this is going to be panning out and affecting markets?
Yeah, I think if you look at the US-Iran situation, this was the quickest escalation and de-escalation of a military conflict. Within one day, within a few hours, we have seen escalation and now de-escalation. Our base case is that US might impose some more sanctions on Iran, but eventually the risk of a war between US and Iran is very low because both sides do not want any military conflict. And we have seen that from the statements coming from Iran and US. Iran has already said that their retaliatory measures have concluded and it's not looking to escalate into a war. Mr. Trump has also mentioned that they might do some economic sanctions and also looking forward to some pathway to peace. So it seems like on both sides, cooler heads are prevailing. And I think that's good for markets. And that's why you're seeing a pullback in oil prices.
Hey, Suresh, let's take a step back and look at the, fundamentals around the commodity space. A lot of speculation around oil prices right now because Iran is one of the major producers of oil. But really, how big is it in terms of oil production and how much of a role does it play in the supply chain?
Iran used to be a very big player in the oil market. A couple of years ago, it used to export 2.5 million barrels per day of oil in the oil market. But after the sanctions by US, it's right now exporting around 200,000 barrels per day. So less than 10% of what it used to be. When you talk about the global oil market, Iran has really no role to play right now because its contribution to oil supplies are very low. Mm. When you compare that to Saudi Arabia and other OPEC members, they export 10 million barrels per day. So Iran contribution would be less than 1% to the oil market. And that's why I don't think the recent escalation of US and Iran and de-escalation matters much for oil market. The risk was that if Iran had hit some oil facilities in Saudi Arabia or UAE, that could have some implications for oil market, but we have not seen that so far.
So we haven't seen that type of escalation yet. If you look at oil prices, Suresh, we saw it break above 70 yesterday. What is the outlook like for oil prices and how much will it affect the economic recovery when we are talking about green shoots and possible turnaround in 2020?
Yeah, I think the oil price will remain pretty much range bound around $65-$70 per barrel, depending on the news flow that we get, because there is a lot of supply in the system. Inventories are ample all around the world. And the key player which has emerged over the last few years is the U.S. shale supplies, and they are ramping up every year. So despite the fact that we had this U.S.-Iran issue and situation, the U.S. shale supply is going to remain there for the next few quarters, and that will offset any potential disruption to the oil market.
You are chatting with Suresh Tantia. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Credit Suisse. Suresh, there's also been quite a bit of speculation about how war is good for markets actually in the medium term because after the initial hostilities, there's a bit more certainty with where things will go. And of course, markets famous for having a short-term memory. Do you agree with this view? When you get tensions, markets tend to do well.
Eventually, when you look at historical data, during war times, markets have done well. That's simply because during war times, you have much more economic activity and industrial activity to support war efforts. But, I mean, definitely, it's not a good thing to happen to global markets. And the key risk, I think, if there is a military conflict, is that we could see some inflation. Because right now, labor market is very tight, especially in US. So if there is any full-blown military conflict between US and Iran, inflation in US could rise substantially, which I think is not going to be very good for markets.
Now, of course, if inflation rises substantially, it will give the Fed less ammo to work around with if things take a turn for the worse. Suresh, looking at gold, that has been on quite a bit of a run-up in 2019, more than 20% returns if you invested in gold. Do you find that there's a bit of misconception among your clients that you should invest in gold for returns right now?
No, I think gold works as a hedge. Gold has been there for thousands of years and gone through all sort of geopolitical risk, including war, earthquakes and all. And right now, I think the environment for gold is pretty good because interest rates are so low. Even in some markets, like in Eurozone, you have negative interest rates. So there is no cost of carry to hold gold. And that's why we advise clients to have a bit of their portfolio into gold.
Okay, of course, you've been on the road, you know, talking to investors. It's the start of the year, so you are giving your 2020 outlook to clients. What are you hearing from them, especially when they ask you, where should I be parking my money right now?
Yeah, so that's the key question that we've been getting from investors over the last few weeks. And our key recommendation is that right now we have very strong liquidity support coming from central banks, including Fed. Economic momentum is improving, especially in this part of the world, in Asia. So in this kind of environment, you need to deploy some cash into equity market, although they have done very well over the last couple of months, but I think we'll see further rally. So within the equity market, U.S. Still a defensive play. But away from that, I think it makes sense to be in Asia as Asian markets start to rebound and economy is improving.
Are you looking at any specific sectors right now if you look at the equity space?
Yeah, so in sector level, we are looking at tech sector in US and in China. In both the market, technology sectors are doing very well. Growth is very strong. Away from that, we are also very bullish on the property sector in China because the government is supporting property sector to maintain their 6% GDP growth target. And most of the property developers in China, they offer you 6% plus dividend yield.
So technology in the US and China and property in China. So those might be something worth looking at in 2020. We've been chatting with Suresh Chantia. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Credit Suisse. Suresh, thank you so much for our time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.